Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
And every Friday in the 4 o'clock hour, we are joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. He is presented by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions every Friday right here on Clint Sterner and the show. John, how you doing, man?
I couldn't be better, guys. Great weekend for football coming up. Great weekend to have your team playing on a Thursday so you can watch college football, games like Arkansas and A&M, Texas, Texas Tech, and then, of course, the big game of the weekend, the biggest in the country, Baylor hosting Iowa State. And then you got the Astros, you got the Ryder Cup, and then you got the NFL.
Got a big weekend, man. It's going to be a fun one. I hope everybody out there has bought all the Coors Light up and are prepared for this this big time weekend.
All the eyes are on Ames.
Before we get in Waco, bro. Before we get to the games this weekend and how much fun that's going to be. Unfortunately, John, there was a game last night and the Carolina Panthers beat up on the Houston Texans right here at NRG, 24-9. And I think the big story going into the game is the big story coming out of the game, which is the rookie quarterback Davis Mills getting his first start. He was 19-28, I think roughly 68% completion, 168 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. Your thoughts on Davis Mills and the first real live regular season action that we've seen for him in his career?
He did a little better than I thought, considering he's a third-round pick with 11 starts in college. When you see how bad Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, the first two picks, have been, Justin Fields has a 38 rating. Now he's getting his first start. Rookie quarterbacks generally don't play well. Mac Jones, one touchdown, no interceptions, because he's playing for Bill Belichick, the greatest coach in history, and he got to play the Jets. I'm pretty sure when the Jets come here, the Texans will beat them. So I thought Mills, considering he has less experience than the seven quarterbacks drafted ahead of him, problem wasn't Mills. Problem's the running game's gone straight down the toilet. It's awful. I just filed a column on that tomorrow. If it doesn't get better, they might as well put Scotty Phillips out there. It wouldn't hurt. The backs are struggling to average 3 yards a carry. And when you can't run the ball, you're not protecting that rookie quarterback at all. So first game, they were very fortunate to play Jacksonville. But the last 2 weeks, they played better defenses, and they're going to play a really good one in Buffalo before they come back here against New England. So until they run and get the defense off the line of scrimmage, they're going to keep setting up second, third, and long situations, which is the worst thing you can have for any quarterback, much less a rookie.
I think that one of the things we were talking about with Mills is how the coaching staff would handle him and how Tim Kelly would go about protecting him. I think Clint said a lot. It seemed like they were pretty close to the vest and didn't really loosen it, only except for the two-minute drill. What were your thoughts on how they approached this, I guess, from a coaching staff and how they handled it?
It's exactly the way you should with a rookie playing in his first game. I can't imagine people think they're going to cut it loose. especially when you can't run. And so I would expect against Buffalo, they do it a little bit more where they open it up for him. The key, they thought they could keep it close with their defense, and the defense didn't get turnover for the first time, and then the defense wore down in the fourth quarter. Sam Darnold played a really good game. He ran the ball, 2 touchdowns, and Carolina's defense, which is number one in every category, just totally shut down the run. And so I don't know what you can do about the run because they're playing three backs. Rex Burkhead doesn't have a carry, and he shouldn't because he's more of a receiver. They're not throwing the ball to the backs like I thought they would. Yeah. They're not throwing a lot of short passes on first down like I thought they would. But I think Mills is not the reason they lost that game.
John, I think there's a good chance. You mentioned this the first answer about Davis Mills, about the 11 starts, the small sample size in college. I know that's been almost a negative talking point about him and his ability in the NFL, that lack of experience. But I think there's a good possibility that could end up being not a strength necessarily, but we could end up being surprised at the rate in which he develops. Because a guy that hasn't played much just needs experience, and as he gets experience, the odds are he's going to get better every time he takes the field. And so I just wonder if that experience is big for anybody, but it's huge for a guy that doesn't have much at the college level. You got to think he's learning at a different rate than some of these other guys in the league.
Well, he's learning a different situation, which is on the fly.
Yeah.
And I look back.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, third-round pick, started 4 years in college. Tom Brady, sixth-round pick, 2 years in college. Dak Prescott, fourth-round pick, 3 years in college. Bill Parcells used to say he wouldn't take a quarterback who didn't start at least 3 years in college. And today, with guys coming out so early, you can't do that anymore. But, like, Kellen Mond started 46 games at A&M. That's amazing. And when he finally gets a chance to play, I'm guessing that will help him. But in Mills' case, he's got to learn in the NFL instead of college, and he stayed in college this year. It certainly would have helped him, but he has a lot of developing to do, and he's smart. He's a really smart guy. And I did a story last week with T.J. Yates, who's now with the Falcons, about his experience in the exact same situation in 2011. And what he recommended that Mills do is exactly what he did. And he scouted Mills. Mills is from Atlanta. The Falcons brought him in pre-draft because they didn't know if they were going to draft a quarterback to back up Matt Ryan. And so he got to know him a little bit. And he said he's very smart. And since TJ was here as a player and a coach with Tim Kelly, praise that guy to Tim Kelly. And he said Pep Hamilton, being able not just in the preparation during the week, but handling him on game day, he's in good hands. So he said, what you do in that situation, you don't come out and try to be more than you are. Don't show everybody you throw it harder than you did in preseason. Don't try to put it in tight windows to show people how hard you can throw the ball. He said, trust your teammates, trust your coaches, and don't try to do too much. Now, a couple times he should have thrown the ball away, and that's something next time they'll show it to him, and he should have known it anyway.
Taking hits, yeah.
And, instead of taking the hits, my goodness, and it's not like he's going to hurt him running, but I think that he'll show steady improvement. You know, he showed in Cleveland. That's a hostile audience, so I don't think it's going to be any more hostile in Buffalo than it was in Cleveland. But, you know, he's got to improve, but it's going to be so hard if you can't run the ball.
That's NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. He joins us every Friday in the 4 o'clock hour, talking a little bit about Davis Mills after the Carolina Panthers beat the Houston Texans 24-9. John, I want to stick with this game real quick and talk about something, obviously, that relates closely to the quarterback situation. That's the wide receiver situation. John, this group has to get better, man. I mean, Brandon Cooks aside, Brandon Cooks is finding a way to get open in all in any coming out in 2 minute, backed up, down the stretch. I mean, he gets open, and he's finding a way to get open early and often. But outside of that, man, there is just not one guy that can make plays opposite Brandon Cooks. There's not one guy that comes to the line of scrimmage and – any corner on the defense, any cover defender on that defense can walk up and get impressed man, and those guys aren't making – I don't want to say they can't because it's early, but those guys are not making plays. This receiver group is just not in a position where you can have four guys out there and Andre Roberts eating up a receiver position as a kick and punt returner. They got to get better at that position, right?
Well, you bring up Andre Roberts, who's fumbled two punts, and he's a Pro Bowl kick returner. And
he was.
He's a specializing kickoff returners, not punts, but he's never fumbled. And so if I'm them, I'm putting Desmond King back there. He averaged 33 yards on his two returns in preseason. Tremont Smith, I don't care. You can't keep having your punt returner, who's 33 years old, being fumbling the ball like that. But as far as the other wide receiver, you know, Chris Conley caught 40-something passes last 2 years with Jacksonville. Think about what position they'd be in if Cooks gets hurt. And he missed one game last year. But in his last five games, he's averaging eight catches and 132 yards. And right now he's on a pace for 122 catches for 1,705 yards. And that's playing with now the last six quarters with a rookie quarterback. But it goes back. I don't fault the receivers. I fault the linemen and the backs for the running game being absolutely pathetic at the last 2 weeks. And if it doesn't get better, I don't know what they're going to do.
You brought up Brandon Cooks. I've gotten so much more respect for him as a player these last three games. How he keeps getting open. Like, I don't know anyone else that they would think to take away. And he is just open more and more and more for Davis Mills, to Rod Taylor. He's really shown a lot more than I thought he would.
That's all I need, show is a 1,700-yard season out of Brandon Cooks, who I tried to make a number two wide receiver.
Well, he's well on his way.
Yes.
But it's just wild. I said this to you. I tweeted out, how does he keep getting this wide open?
I don't know. I'm not coming off the field, ultimately. I mean, that's – he didn't miss practice at all during training camp, the majority of it. He's got great chemistry with these quarterbacks. And then when it comes game time, when it comes game time, he's not coming off the field. And I do think there's something there to be said about Tim Kelly this year. Tim Kelly's done, and not just this year, hell, he did a good job of it late last year, of literally listening to guys like Brandon Cooks. Those guys have input into the offense and then going out there and communicating with them on game day. And just working as an entire group, I think, has benefited Brandon Cooks in a big, big way.
Yeah. Imagine what he could do if they actually had some long drives.
Mm. Good Lord, I'm telling you. All right, that is the General John McClain presented by Horn Solutions. It's Friday. It's Football Friday, which means he's with us the entire 4 o'clock hour. And we got to get into it with him about the biggest game decision from yesterday. 4th and 4, 39-yard line to open up the third quarter. It sent all Texans fans into an anger fest, the decision that David Culley made. We'll see what the general thought about him punting on that. That's next.
Oh, my goodness.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, John McClain, the Hall of Famer, the General, joins us, presented by Horn Solutions, in the 4 o'clock hour every single Friday. And this is a special one because, obviously, the Texans played last night. And the big talking point, actual play, was the decision to start the third quarter, the opening drive of the third quarter. They got it down to the Panthers 39, 4th and 4. And they were trailing 7-6, and he decided to punt. I know there are many, many people talked about they hated the decision, they disliked the decision. It was a big talking point on social media with Texans fans. Your thoughts on that decision from David Culley?
I believe if Tyrod Taylor had been there, he would have gone with it. I think it's a reflection of playing a rookie quarterback in his first start. He trusted his defense and Cam Johnston. He could back him up. Maybe they get a turnover. But when you're bad like the Texans and you're not going to win many games, why not? Go for it. But if Mills had gone for it, Mills had screwed up, thrown an interception, all social media would have gone crazy and called him an idiot for going for it with a rookie quarterback.
John, there's to me, there's several things that the Texans learned from this game. And I think we talked one about last segment with Davis Mills, and now I think they're probably going to be a little bit more comfortable and putting more on his plate moving forward because it appeared that he could handle it.
That's what Culley said today.
Yeah. I mean, it appears that's what's going to happen, and I agree wholeheartedly. I love the way that they tried to protect him coming out, and I'm okay with that. I think it's the best thing to do. I was telling the show earlier, like, I'd rather have a quarterback that knows how to protect exactly what Culley said today. I'd rather have a quarterback that knows how to protect the ball and understands you can't turn the football over and then teach him to be more aggressive rather than vice versa. That's one thing they learned about the quarterback. But the other thing I think that I hope they learned is that, hey, this conservative, playing by the book, no penalties, no turnovers, and all of that stuff is great, and it's going to get you to the fourth quarter and possibly get you to the fourth quarter within one score of your opponent. But ultimately, John, they're going to have to make some decisions. I mean, they're going to have, like that, on 4th and 4 from the 39-yard line, either kick the long field goal or go for it on 4th down. You look at the second half, the way the defense played, they had a 9-play drive. They gave up a 9-play drive, a 10-play drive, and a 12-play drive. They allowed the quarterback to be, I believe, 14-16 in the second half, Sam Darnold, that is, and really never ratcheted up the pressure or took it, got aggressive and took risk on the secondary side of the football. I understand why. But at some point in the fourth quarter, you're going to have to decide to take some risks to give yourself a chance to win it, ain't they?
Well, you would think, but when they don't win, it just means they're going to get a higher draft choice and a better quarterback. So look on the bright side. I mean, we're talking about one of the worst teams in the league that everybody picked to be the worst team in the league. And they played better than I thought they would. And injuries hurt them a lot on defense. You take away those three players, that would have an effect on anybody. As far as being aggressive, I think if Tyrod was there, they would. Tyrod will be back. I hope he doesn't miss more than 4 games. He's got to miss at least 3 on injured reserve. And when he comes back, he'll play a while. And at the end of the season, they're going to have to look at Mills again to see how much he's learned before they make that decision on what they're going to do to get a quarterback. And So yeah, they screw up. It's not like they're good. Like when I did that column on T.J. Yates, he played on a team that was loaded with talent, and he was a third-string rookie quarterback, so it was a lot easier for him than it is for Mills. As you mentioned, and what receivers do they have stepping up other than Brandon Cooks? None of the running backs is averaging more than 3 yards a carry, and so they got a lot of issues. But you might as well go ahead and be aggressive. If it doesn't work, so what? You lose. Causes you to lose, good chance you're going to lose anyway, and you just get a higher pick.
See, that's the thing of concern with me is this going to be what David Culley is? Is he just this kind of a guy that more leans conservative? Because I was telling Clint this, it seems like a defensive coach, like some of the things, the decision he makes.
That's a good point.
And because last week, Tyrod Taylor had not gotten injured yet, and he made that ridiculous decision on punting the ball on fourth
down.
And
he owned it and said he screwed it up.
Yeah, he owned it. But still, that means I've got a conservative mindset if that's where you go. And it's weird. I don't know where he gets it from. Because Andy Reid, who he was under for years, is not conservative. And John Harbaugh, as we talked earlier, you saw him Sunday night. He's not conservative. It's just odd. An offensive coach who's been under guys like that who go the other way that seems to be conservative. So I wonder, is this just his nature?
Well, we don't know, but I think also it has a lot to do with the defense, and it has a lot to do with who he's got on his field. If you got third and four and you got one receiver, odds are they're going to double that receiver. If you can't run for 3 yards, how are you going to run for four? Taylor could run for yards, but Mills ran a 4.65, but everybody, you know, he's a pocket passer, so people think he can't run. I thought they might incorporate a couple bootlegs, have everybody go one way and have him go the other on third down, but they didn't. I think we'll see a little different approach at Buffalo now that they've seen what Mills can and can't do in his first game.
How much do you think that conservativeness has to do possibly with Caserio?
I'm told Caserio just listens. He's not telling them what to do during games. He just listens in.
I'd have bet that was the case anyway. Hard for me to believe that he's got a lot of input.
If he had a lot of input, they wouldn't have been turned down that penalty a week ago.
That's what I said. I guess Caserio's headset wasn't working. The other thing, based off of what you just said, John, is when you were talking about Mills and Tyrod Taylor, are you under the impression that Mills is only going to be the starter until Tyrod Taylor gets back, or do you think if he shows steady, steady development here and improvement here that they could potentially ride with Mills beyond?
I don't think so. I think Taylor, as well as he was playing, I mean, he was playing great, better than any time in his career, and just in brief six quarters, you know, they do want to win. You know, they don't want to lose. And although it's better for them if they do lose and get those high draft choices. So, yeah, I'd be real surprised if they didn't go back to Tyrod and then at the end of the year, last four games, let Mills play and see what he's learned from starting three or four games early in the season.
So for you from inside the building, as we talked to John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions, with us in the entire 4 o'clock hour, from the thought of or the feel you get from in the building, it is more important that by game basis they win.
That's
as
their
opposed,
goal to win every game if they can. And of course
as opposed
not.
To the development of like Davis Mills.
No, they want to see Mills. They want to see Mills for an extensive period, but they're not going to play him all year and see how bad they can be. They don't need to see him all year to have an idea if they think he can be the guy. If you're a football guy and you see a guy for eight games, you ought to know. You've seen him in camp. You've seen him in the offseason. You've seen him in meetings. You've seen him in the locker room. You ought to have an idea if that guy can be our guy.
I think it's going to be interesting coming that time, John. I really do. I think in 3 weeks or 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, whenever it is Tyrod gets back, I think it's going to be a tougher decision than we think if he's still playing well, and especially if he's playing well against these defenses he's got coming down.
Yeah,
the
I don't expect him to play well when you can't run the ball and you got one receiver.
Yeah, I mean, how the hell are they going to get – what's going on with the run game, man? How the hell are they going to get that fixed?
They're not blocking people and they're not running. And plus, most of the backs, you know, I'm like Philip Lindsay showed us he can be elusive on that screen pass in Cleveland. And, but they're not getting the ball in space. Ingram started off the second series, six yards. And I thought, man, they're going to be able to run the ball tonight. And then they didn't. couldn't. It was terrible. 40, what did they run for?
42 yards on 17 carries.
Phew. You take away Brandon Cook's five-yard run, and it's even worse.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I think defenses are just – and we talked about this all offseason long, right, is that – but my opinion of it was that defenses were going to suffocate the offense, but I was more gearing that towards Tyrod Taylor and his limitations. But in reality – it has more to do with the receiving group and the ability of this entire group offensively to threaten down the field and be able to take advantage of press man coverage. John, I look out there one point last night, and Sho and I sit next to each other, and I said, "Look, Conley's—they had a nickel defender pressed on Conley. I mean, pressed up on the line of scrimmage with no deep help, and Mills actually identified it and threw it to him, but Conley didn't even know the damn ball was coming." Like, it's one of those where Conley has got to be more aware. In that moment, it's got to be one of those. To me, it's got, if you're Chris Conley, you're a veteran in this league. In that moment, if you don't get the ball, you come back and you grab Davis Mills and say, "Hey, man, they pressed me like that again. Give me the damn ball." And if he does throw it to you, you got to at least know the damn thing's coming your way. I mean, that's the kind of thing to me that blows my mind. It's not whether these guys can or can't play. It's just the inability to even position yourself to make a play. And that goes for everybody beyond Brandon Cooks. Obviously, Anthony Miller, a little small sample size, did a decent job last night, so not being too critical. But everybody else, it's like, damn, just be ready for the football.
No, it's yeah. I mean,
Jordan Akins, why option? 5 yards. You either break it out versus man, or you break out and sit down versus zone. Every team in the league runs that. High schools run that. And I've seen Davis Mills miss on that throw to Kiki QT. I've seen him miss on that throw to Jordan Akins. And it's like you're not good enough to overcome giving up those kinds of freebies. No. And they can't even do those things well in the receiving game. That blows my mind, man.
It is. John McClain, the general, with us the entire 4 o'clock hour. Remember, text in 713-572-46. Dear John, any question, sports related or non-sports related, the general will answer. And I want to get an overall thought from John on how he thinks things would be if the Texans didn't have all of these injuries to all these important pieces.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
Dear John, 713-572-4610. Text in any questions you have for the General John McClain. We will hit him with those. So, all right, so John, listen, the Texans, they have been hit by injury in a major way, right? I was talking to guys in Carolina and was like, "Hey, help me make these people know that this can be a fight." I said, "Man, I want to." They're out without their starting quarterback, who was playing really well. They're without a starting corner, 2 linebackers who they thought would start. Without Justin Reed, their most important player defensively, you can argue. Vincent Taylor went down on the defensive
Terrence
line.
Terrence Mitchell,
their best corner at the time now since they've traded Roby. With all of these injuries and how they were playing, especially the first half against Cleveland when they had their full crew, Where do you think this team would be if they had, if they were full strength right now?
Well, in that game last night, I think Sam Darnold wouldn't have thrown for over 300 yards if you had those guys. And the problem with Reed and Kamu Grugier-Hill are the best defensive players. Grugier-Hill had a great game at Cleveland.
Yeah,
he was
tackles.
Making big plays, three for loss, sack, forced fumble. And he has really developed this season. And then Reed, two interceptions, forced fumble. So I think you take those kind of guys off. I'm not saying they would have won a game. I don't think they would have, even if they were healthy on defense. But I think with Tyrod Taylor, there was a chance they could have won at Cleveland. They could have won last night. But, you know, everybody feels that way. You're not going to get any sympathy from the Panthers losing Christian McCaffrey and their rookie corner, J.C. Horn. So not sure when these guys are coming back, but they missed them on defense more than they missed Nico Collins and Danny Amendola, because those guys are big play guys on defense. And they hope they get them back by Buffalo. That's the advantage of having a Thursday night game. You get 10 days to recuperate, and hopefully they'll get those guys back.
Well, John, one of the big things on defense too, right, was a couple of guys from last year's draft, Ross Blacklock and Jonathan Grenard. I mean, those two guys, they obviously had really good camps, last night was a good night for those two guys, that's for sure. I mean, getting those youngsters, first, second-year guys, some run, obviously is an emphasis. Nick Caserio and David Culley have shown that over the first three games, but those two appear to be really, really coming into their own and difference makers in this defensive front.
Blacklock had his first sack, and Roy Lopez started, and I watched a couple of times. He got blocked out of the way, and a guy ran right by him, one of the backs, and Grenard's started. He was caught off guard, and I heard his name mentioned quite a bit. When they're playing a night game, and we've got deadlines, and you got to write, you got to start early, I look up while I'm typing, and I listen to see whose names being hear him a lot, and I heard Grenard more last night than heard him all last year as a rookie, and they got some good pressure on Darnold. They forced him out of the pocket. Sam Darnold's he runs really well. And he throws on the run well. And they didn't let him stay in the pocket with their pass rush, but he hit those plays down the field on a lot of crossing routes. Early on, they act like they didn't know DJ Moore was playing for the Panthers. He had 106 yards, I think, in the first quarter, and then they changed their coverage, and he wasn't a factor after that. And that's what good coaches do. And I do think if they'd had those other three starters, another linebacker out, Kevin Pierre-Lewis was a starter, supposed to be a starter. So I think Darnold wouldn't have had that many yards, but Carolina still would have won the game, but the defense would have played better. And if you had those guys, might not have worn down so much in the fourth quarter when they were running the ball with a big lead, and because you'd have been able to substitute better players.
So it seems like to you, as we talked to John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions, that you feel like, because Lovey, they seem very conservative. Why? And it felt like it was one of the reasons why they could not get off the field on third downs. They had them in third and longs, and the coverage was just off. And it seems like, just hearing from you and your answer, the theory was he felt he had to be conservative because of the guys and the lack of guys in the secondary.
Well, he doesn't blitz. You know, it's like he tells us every week when we interview him, they try to get the pressure with four guys, and if you can't, it means you still got seven in coverage. Quarterback has to hold the ball longer. But they made that adjustment on Moore and shut him down after that bad start, and when he had 26-yard catches on the first touchdown drive. Now, I thought after that long touchdown drive, the defense was going to collapse, but the defense bounced back and played pretty well, and it was 7-6. And then, of course, they lost it in the fourth quarter when they couldn't get off the field because they gave up too many plays. But the defense has got no prayer when an offense has a ball for 24 minutes and they can't sustain a drive. They've lost the last two time of possessions. It's been lopsided. And it's because the offense running game's not working. Running game doesn't work. You're not going to control the ball, especially you're not going to have long drives to let the defense have breathers like they did in that first game against Jacksonville.
Well, the defense is in the second half, two straight games, has worn down and not been able to get off the field and give the offense the opportunities. I'll be honest with you. With Davis Mills having to play the second half of the Cleveland game, and then Davis Mills making his first start this year. It wasn't pretty by any means, but the fact that it was a one-possession game in both games in the fourth quarter, I think was a surprise to most. Is that fair?
I agree. Yeah. Yes. They had a chance to win both. I think if Tyrod was there, there was a good chance they would win both those games. But I keep going back to the run. The best thing for a rookie quarterback, any quarterback really, is to have a good running game. They don't have one.
No. Well, here's the deal. They're not going to find one. I mean, they ain't just falling out of.
They're going to have to change the way they use the run game. Then maybe like the Patriots used to use their short passing game as an extension of their run game. They're going to have to get even more creative with the backs and what they do, because like you're saying, I don't see this getting better if they just keep running in the way that they're doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can sit around and talk about how good Carolina's defense is and how fast they are, and they really are. They're good defense, but they're not 42 rushing yards good.
No.
I mean, like John said, if you take the 5-yard run from Brandon Cooks out of the mix, and that's 37 yards. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like they're not that good. I mean, it's like the first Thursday night game of the year where the Dallas Cowboys threw it 58 times. Oh, well, they didn't have their right guard, and Tampa Bay's the best run defense. Yeah, they have a good run defense, but they're not give it to Ezekiel at 4 times in the first half good. I mean, that's not because the defense is good. That's because you're not a good run football team, and you're not committed to the run. Not that the Texans – I think the Texans are committed to the run. I just don't think that they're very good at it at this point.
They're not.
And it's not going to just miraculously get better overnight with the guys that they have in there. That's why I think Scotty Phillips should get some run at some point in time, sooner rather than later. And like you said, they got to make adjustments and start taking a little bit more risk with Davis Mills. And that little bit more risk may be, instead of running it, you know, get it into the flats and get something creative to the backs and some quick screens to the wide receivers working. And they're trying to do some of those things, but boy, there's going to be a different kind of emphasis on those things this week. If that's the best they can do in the run game, because I don't want to hear about how good Carolina is. I mean, that's beyond the defense that you're playing being pretty good. That's
going to get anything going.
Right, right. That's on you, not as much your opponent.
The first series, the Texans tried to go wide, including that reverse with Cooks, and I'm assuming that was to keep that Hassan Reddick and Brian Burns from just tearing up the field to get after Mills, and of course that didn't work because you couldn't run it. So the only thing you can do when you can't run, if you keep doing it, you got to mix it. You got to throw more on first down, short passes. I don't care if it's a 4-yard pass; that's better than a 3-yard run. And but coaches, you know, if you have to make changes in the line, you make changes at running back. And I'm not saying do it now, but if the Buffalo game is a disaster because the running game's is deteriorated each week. But if it is a disaster at Buffalo, then when they come back here against New England, they're going to have to make some changes.
All right. That's John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. We do this each and every week. Text in 713-572-4610. Dear John.
Let's kick off the weekend by asking the most respected Houston sports writer of all time anything you want. Submit your questions to the text line 713-572-4610. Include hashtag Dear John, along with name and city. And for today's Dear John, let's open up the mailbag.
All right, John. Vernon and Alvin says, Dear John, when do you think we will see Brevin Jordan get some game action?
Vernon, I don't think they'll see him anytime soon. He's a rookie. He's got to learn. Jordan Mills they don't need Jordan when they got Jordan Mills. And Pharaoh Brown has been hurt. And Anthony Auclair, he's got to keep him on the roster. So I don't expect to see Jordan unless there's injuries.
I hear you on that. But, boy, this is the second game in a row where Pharaoh Brown hasn't gotten a touch.
And I think it's because he's hurt, and they're not
really
known as how bad he's hurt.
Well, maybe he needs to sit down.
Brevin Jordan ain't the answer.
Well, this plays into my big concern here. Is like we heard David Culley and company talking about, you know, earlier in the season. Well, we got versatility in our running back room. We got versatility in our tight end room, so we don't need to have 5 receivers that can all play. You know, it's okay to have low numbers there. Hey, man, If you're not going to get more out of your running backs and you're not going to get more out of your tight ends, you just simply can't afford to have four legit wide receivers on this football team and have Andre Roberts occupying one of those spots. I think something's got to change in that area for sure.
Mm. All right, our guy Derwin says, "Dear John, should the Texans take a look at RG3? Is he a better option than Driscoll?"
Derwin, the thing is, when Tyrod Taylor comes back, and they hope it's going to be three more weeks, then Jeff Driscoll will go back to the practice squad. And I'm pretty sure RG3, who's got a regular job at ESPN but wants to play, is not going to come here for 3 weeks and then get put on the practice squad.
You ain't lying, Clint. Jeff Driscoll, boy, he just gets the low blow. People hate them some Jeff Driscoll.
All right,
he
Aaron.
Can run.
Yeah. You said you like to see him run the Wildcat.
Aaron in Deer Park. "Dear John, is there any chance at all that if a team with playoff hopes loses their quarterback, they would trade for Deshaun Watson?"
Would you trade for him when there's a good chance he's not going to play this year? So why would you make that trade? And it cost you 3 ones and 2 twos. So no, nobody's going to trade for him unless they're going to do that with a good chance he would not play.
I believe that to be the truth. Like if let's say Miami did it and traded, it's like Tua's going to be out, they traded. I think then if they tried to play him, I believe the league would.
Oh, Goodell
would step in.
Yeah, but they're not going to make that trade without talking to Goodell.
Yep.
Here's one little life advice here, John. Gene and Friendswood. "A kid on my son's football team keeps picking on my son and making fun of his name. Should I talk to his parents or let him try to work it out himself?"
Oh, boy, that is a tough one. I guess your son can't just beat him up.
I wonder how old it is, how old the kid is.
Boy, that's one you'd have to know the parents. What would their reaction be? Would they want to know that? Would they talk to their son about it? Would the son take it out on your kid? I wish I could tell you that. Sometimes I think it's just better to let kids work it out on their own.
I think that is the answer.
What?
To let them, because it's hard for the kid. You don't want to be the parent that steps in.
Yeah.
And then, like, your kid now it's a real rough one. Oh, your mommy and daddy had to save
you. Oh, you're a tattletale.
You're a tattletale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you two are real cute.
Yeah. I think you got to let them go. Unless, boy, it's tough, though. Because I'm telling you.
Kid was out there picking on a little show. You'd be out there whining.
I've seen it to where I want to go out there and hey, young man. Hey, chill out, dog. I mean, that's sometimes I do want to go out there.
And here comes a daddy with a gun.
Wow, God, John.
That escalated quickly.
I thought you were talking about your hands. John came out with a pistol.
All right, Steve in the Woodlands. "Dear John, when Tyrod Taylor is healthy, should the Texans start him or keep him or keep the rookie Davis Mills playing?"
Well, that would depend on how Mills is playing. And if he's still struggling because they can't run and everything else, they got to go back to Tyrod. And then you can play Mills later. But Tyrod was playing really well. He doesn't deserve to lose his job because if Mills is still struggling.
He doesn't deserve it, but it's like
the offense is struggling with Mills, let me put it like that.
Well, he made a good point that the dynamic of Tyrod Taylor's threat to run the ball, if that could help this run game get a little traction,
then I
can listen to that. I can't listen. Well, you know,
he's averaging 11 yards a carry.
But if they're wanting, if
the longest run by a running back is 11 yards. Last night it was 7 yards.
If they're one and five. Like, to me, like, at that point, Davis Mills' development is more important than winning to me.
The problem with like, Tyrod Taylor and like, if they're – we gotta establish a difference between scrambles and legit called runs. Like, scrambles aren't going to help the run game, right? I mean,
He scored a touchdown, that's not helping the run game.
I mean, I'm talking about believe that the read plays in the quarterback position are enough of a threat to help, or the bootleg game, the move the pocket game is enough to help the run game, then I could listen to that and have that conversation about Tyrod Taylor getting back in the ball game, regardless of what the record is.
He had a scramble for 29 yards, which is by far the longest run they've had.
I'm curious on this one. We'll finish with this. Devin in Galveston. "Dear John, Where is the best steak in Houston?
Oh, I'm writing this down.
Wow, Devin, there's, I mean, my God, we're a city of steaks, and it's, I think Eddie V's has great steaks. Papa Steakhouse, which is incredibly expensive, but they're fabulous there. And, boy, Maestro's, which is Tillman Fertitta's place, they got great steaks. These are places I've been told about because I can't afford to eat there.
Get out of here.
Hell with that, John.
You better go, lie. You better go pee on somebody else's leg and tell them it's raining. Right.
John McClain, what's going on in the Chronicle over the weekend?
Well, I got this call tomorrow about how bad the running game is and what they got to do about it. And Brooks Cabino will have Sunday his film work based on the game. He does a great job on that. And Brian Smith's got a column going tomorrow. And so I'll be writing every day. I have a Sunday column on Bum Phillips being inducted into the Ring of Honor and the Titans, and they're having a Oilers reunion up there with more than 70 players and 28 members of Bum Phillips' family, including Wade Phillips.
All right, John.
Thank you, guys.
We always enjoy you. John McClain, the General, the Hall of Famer, presented by Horn Solutions every Friday in the floor, in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, coming up, it's not good. Injury news, a new important member of the Astros heads to the IL with soreness. Again, we'll discuss that next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.